This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Leaders from a group of seven industrialized nations are just hours away from the start of the G7 summit in Britain, where U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donation will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president said G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of their commitment as a group on later today. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed as great news the decision by the United States to donate the doses of COVID-19 vaccine to the poorest countries and said Europe should do the same. France was the first rich country to donate via COVAX, sending 100,000 doses to Mauritania in April. And Macron said that the country would donate 500,000 doses by mid-June and 30 million doses by the end of the year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccinations. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in male ages 16 to 24 is being caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is still urging people to get the shots. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Two passengers on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship have tested positive for COVID-19. Cruise operator Royal Caribbean said Thursday the two guests on the Celebrity Millennium ship tested positive during required end-of-cruise testing. Royal Caribbean said the two passengers who shared a room are asymptomatic, in isolation, and are being monitored by a medical team. Royal Caribbean said its crew was fully vaccinated. Passengers were required to have negative test results from a COVID test conducted within 72 hours of departure. Peru finished tallying votes in the country's tight presidential contest Thursday, but no winner was declared, with electoral authorities saying they were scrutinizing a small number of ballots amid unproven claims of possible vote tampering leveled by the apparent loser. With the votes from the rural areas and Peruvian embassies abroad now fully in, leftist Pedro Castillo maintained his narrow lead with just over 50% of the votes against 49.8% for conservative Keiko Fujimori, who prosecutors filed a request for her to be detained to prevent her from fleeing the country amid charges of money laundering during her two previous unsuccessful presidential campaign. The winner of the runoff will succeed President Francisco Sagasti on July the 28th. The United States may soon look to regulate private companies mandating higher standards for cybersecurity following a series of damaging hacks and ransomware attacks against key firms and critical infrastructure. President Biden's nominees to fill the two top cyber roles in his administration warned Thursday that malign actors are currently operating with impunity, that too many private sector organizations have so far failed to take the necessary precautions. Early this week, the chief executive of Colonial Pipeline, the largest fuel pipeline operator in the U.S., told lawmakers in Washington he felt he had no choice but to pay close to $5 million to the Dark Horse Network following a ransomware attack in May that caused fuel delivery disruptions up and down the eastern coast of the United States. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.